Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. Microsoft is teaming up with the TV network MTV to create a new digital music service. They're calling it Urge. The hope is that it might one day rival Apple's iTunes. From Los Angeles Marketplace's Tess Figland is here. Tess, iTunes is so dominant, it's part of pop culture, but I suppose if anyone wanted to challenge iTunes, the world's largest software company would be a good one.
Yeah, Microsoft's been promising to get into this space for a couple of years now, Alex, and you can get iTunes for Windows, but Microsoft wants a much bigger piece of this downloading pie, and MTV is a pretty good partner to have when you're talking music. MTV, of course, owned by Viacom, as is VH1, and those would be pretty ideal places to promote this. They didn't release many details about how this new Urge service is going to work. We don't know what they'll charge, for example. Apple charges 99 cents a song. But they're claiming they're going to be very competitive. They say they're going to offer original content from MTV, including video. And they say they will offer more than 2 million songs, which is comparable to iTunes. And Microsoft will be doing this the same way it does just about everything. The service will be inside the Windows Media Player.
So doesn't the Windows Media Player already support music services?
Yeah, it does. Rhapsody is the big one from Real Networks. You can also use the new Napster service through Windows. And Microsoft actually has its own services already called MSM Music. But this is the first real concerted effort to come up with something that could directly challenge iTunes, which has about 75-80% of the market right now. And it won't be compatible with iPods or any of Apple's computers. So that could be good news for other manufacturers of MP3 players that are having a real hard time competing with the iPod.
And have you seen any comment from Apple yet on this? Are they worried?
No comment from them yet. We're going to have to wait and see the details of this new service to see what kind of impact it might have on iTunes. But actually, Apple had some other bad news today. Two analyst firms downgraded Apple's stock, both Bear Stearns and Bank of America. They're concerned that shares have run up too high too quickly. Shares are more than double what they were at the beginning of the year, and the last 6 weeks or so have seen a real big run-up. Of course, there are reasons for that. The holiday shopping season, the iPod is a huge hit with gift givers. And the company just this fall introduced the Nano and the video iPod. So a couple of reasons why the stock might be a hit with investors, but these analysts are still a little concerned that it's overvalued. And today on Marketplace, we'll have the latest figures on the U.S. trade deficit, another record this month.
Thank you. Tess Figland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.